Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In this and next week's podcast, we're going to be exploring together perhaps one of the most essential, crucial ingredients of happiness, and that is awareness. In this week's podcast, we'll look at how awareness is an incredibly powerful tool to help us change. And then in next week's podcast, we'll look at awareness being the essential part of who we are. Let's begin. I've been married to my wife for many years now, and shortly after we got married, she did something that really changed my life. I noticed that as she engaged with me and other people, though she would get upset and could be hurt by my actions and words, she wouldn't respond back in like kind. She wouldn't say things hurtful back. And I was both in awe of this and wanted to learn from this. How was she able to do that? I mean, I would feel my feelings back then and say things, and sometimes they weren't very nice. So I remember sitting down with her one time and asked her, "Are you just a very patient person and just never say anything mean? Do no mean thoughts come into your head?" And she explained to me that no, mean thoughts would come into her head. But what she would do is she would pause and she would reflect just for a moment and think, if I say the words I'm thinking right now, what impact will they have on the other person? And then if she thought they would be hurtful and mean, she just wouldn't say them. And I learned something that day. It really changed my life in a very beautiful way. I learned that, yes, I could feel my feelings, but if I paused and didn't necessarily say everything that came into my head, I could be a nice person like her too. And I actually like being a nice person, so it was a wonderful lesson to learn. But the key ingredient that helped me change my behavior was I became aware of what I was doing, and then I changed it. I wasn't aware prior to that I was just saying what I thought. I mean, I really didn't think about it. I just acted a certain way, thought that's the way everyone acted, and did it. And I thought my wife was just wired differently than I. I didn't realize she had the same thoughts that I did, but wouldn't say them. She thought them, but she paused and didn't say them. And this is where awareness is so crucial to being happy. We can only change if we're aware of something. If we're not aware of something, we definitely can't change it. So awareness is a beautiful way to bring about change. Let me give another example to illustrate. I work with a lot of successful people, and often they're men. And these men really want to provide well for their families. They do. They think, if I work hard and make a whole lot of money, I can retire early, my family will be well off, and all will be well. But what they aren't aware of, and I do mean this, they're really not aware of it, is that the ends don't justify the means. What I mean is, they think that if they work hard, work really hard, even though they're never home and their wives and kids never see them, that in the end, when they're there all the time, everything will turn out for the best. But what I teach them is, that doesn't work. What works better is, yes, provide for your family, but go at a slower pace, come home sometimes, be with your family, and keep working forward, and what you'll find is, you can still be successful. It may take longer, but the good thing is, you have a family that's intact, your kids and wife still love you, and life goes a lot better, and there's a whole lot less stress. So when they hear that from someone like me, and they often listen to me because I practice what I preach, they get it, and with that new insight, that new awareness, they begin to change their lives. But until I was able to share that with them, I mean, they may have heard it before, but until they really heard it in a way where they were receptive to hear it and then applied it to their life through awareness, they begin to change their lives. We can do the same thing. I think it's really critical not to be judgmental of ourselves, but to look at ourselves and say, hey, what's happening right now? How's my life going? And if there are aspects of our lives that aren't going so well, let's use awareness to bring about change. Not judging, just looking, talking to other people, asking others how they do it, really examining the people in our lives and saying, how is it going? How are we doing? How's our life going overall? And as a little self-promotion, perhaps, you can continue to listen to this podcast and learn about what works for happiness. And with that new awareness, we can all bring about change. But we need to know what's going on. We really live our lives in ignorance. Not stupidity, ignorance. The difference there is when we're stupid, we're just not very smart. But when we're ignorant, we just don't know. So it's best not to be judgmental and say, you know, I just didn't know that. But with the new tools that we have, we can begin to change our lives. That's what this podcast is about. How do we change our lives well in a healthy, productive way that works? We need awareness. Awareness really is the critical key of change. When we have awareness, when we understand what's happening, we can look at it and then begin to change it. But if we're not aware of it, then we're not going to change. Now, of course, part of being aware is saying, I really am going to look at my life. We have to be honest. We can't numb ourselves. If we come home every day and have 3 or 4 glasses of wine because our lives aren't going well, that's not going to help us very much. We need to really, really look and say, hey, how are things going? And if they're not going well, then let's use this tool of awareness to say, how can we change it? And with that non-critical awareness, just looking, examining, really exploring, talking to other people, becoming aware of who we are and what we do and what's not working, what happens is the awareness, just the awareness itself, can bring about change. When we realize, oh, I keep every time I come home and have 3 glasses of wine, I yell at my family, then what we can do instead is, I'm going to, before I get home, go for a half-mile walk, come home, and see if it doesn't go better. And of course it's going to go better. We're going to get rid of that stress, and with that new awareness, we're going to be a lot happier, healthier person. And everyone in our life benefits from that. But we have to remember, awareness doesn't really have a critical part to it. It has a neutrality to it. It just is kind of waking up. It's a waking up to what's really happening. And with that new awareness, we can start bringing about change. If we aren't aware that we're doing certain things, we can't change them. Like with me and my wife, once I became aware of what she did differently, I started acting just like her, and my life has gone a lot better ever since. You can ask her anytime, she'll agree. Awareness is a beautiful way to bring about change in our lives. It's non-critical, it's powerful, and it's an amazing tool to bring about change. Next week, we'll explore the deep, deep parts of awareness, perhaps further than you could even imagine. I look forward to being with you next week. If you'd like to learn more about happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next week, accept what is, love what is.